Now to your host of the Viking Voices Show, Will Cheshire.
Good Tuesday afternoon from Jefferson College over in Hillsboro. Time for the Viking Voices Show. We've moved everything up a day. Mike Murphy was in studio yesterday for his Golf and More show, and he usually is today on Tuesday. But then, of course, the Viking Voices Show usually on Wednesday, but it's now today. Why? Well, Thanksgiving. It's a short week, so everybody gets a short week, and don't want to keep the students around too long. And speaking of, we got a couple of sophomores with us now, Cole Milam as well as Drake Salzman. And Cole, you recently made a commitment to extend your playing career over at SIUE, Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. And just how's that feel?
Yeah, I'm really happy about my decision. I think it's a great fit. I think that what they need in pitching is really lines up with what I need in development. So I just think it was a great choice for me.
Perfect. And then Drake, you're amongst the same. You're going to Henderson State, I believe it is. So tell us a little bit about that and where it is.
Henderson State, it's in Arkadelphia, Arkansas. It's about 6.5 hours south of where I'm from, O'Fallon, Missouri. So I'm going there. I got a pretty good offer from there, and one of those things you just can't turn down. So that's where I'm heading.
6.5 hours, that's not too far away either as well. Did that kind of play into the role to be kind of, you know, close enough to where your family could come down and see it if they wanted to?
Yeah, it did. I mean, 6.5 hours is far. I never actually thought I'd be going that far away, so... my parents said that it didn't really matter as long as it was a good fit and that I wanted to go there. So,
yeah, and then Cole, for you, it's not too far away from your hometown, is it, SIUE?
No, it's about 45 minutes. That's at the long end with traffic. I mean, it's really close, just right down the road from me.
Did that play a big role in your decision as well, or was it just kind of the best offer kind of lined up like that?
Yeah, the distance didn't really matter for me at all. I mean, I was considering a school down in Louisiana that was 16 hours away, so... distance didn't really play a factor. I just think it was the best fit of all the schools that offered me, and financially just worked out really well for me.
And you're going down there as a pitcher, correct?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Is that going to be a relief or starting, you think?
I'm pretty sure they recruited me as a closer, so that's going to be the main focus.
Awesome. And then what about for you, Drake?
They recruited me as a starting pitcher, so...
the starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. So we mentioned some of the things. What are the main things that you were looking for when you were in the recruiting process? You know, what were the types of things you were looking for in a school or the location or things like that to make your decision?
I mean, one of the good academics, that's the first thing. Good. I wanted to come out with a little to no college debt because that's a huge thing nowadays. So the location, I mean, it didn't really matter as long as I thought it was a good fit. And I wanted a good baseball. I wanted to go to a school that had good coaching. The program was good. They ran a good program down there. So,
awesome. And then, Cole, what about for you? What were the main things that you were looking for as well?
I was looking for a place that's going to have a good degree that is going to compete with other places when I'm done playing baseball, whenever that may be. I want to go to a school that is going to help me develop enough to where I get a shot to play professional baseball. And like Drake said, I didn't want to be left paying any money when I'm done.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. Because let me tell you, I have some college debt, and it's not good at all. It's great. So that's I'm glad you guys are smart-headed with the shoulders there and being able to make a good move financially as well as hoping to play baseball, obviously, as long as you can when going forward, isn't that? Now, you mentioned both of you said education was a big part of that. So what do you plan on studying over at SIUE?
Most likely business. I have every class required right now, so I'm going to go straight into the business department, and I might be attempting a dual major in engineering. That's what I'm listed as right now at Jeffco, but we'll see how many credits that makes me take at the four-year level. I'm not sure how manageable that will be. It's pretty manageable here. I'm only taking like 18 or 19 a semester, so it's not too much.
Have you put any thoughts into kind of what you want to do with that potential business degree if you go down that range, or if you do, I guess, well, obviously engineer if you do that that range too once baseball's over?
Not so much with a business degree. I was wanting to become a patent lawyer, which you have to have an engineering degree and a law degree, but you don't have to study pre-law in college to make it into a law school. So mm-hmm. I just want to waste 2 to 4 years studying pre-law.
Okay, very cool. What about you, Drake? What are you going to plan on studying?
Probably going to go into I'm going to go into cybersecurity or like computer science. I've always wanted to be a cop too. So when I come out of Jeffco, I'm getting a criminal justice degree as a backup plan.
Awesome. You said you always wanted to be a cop. When did that kind of start that you wanted to be a police officer?
Well, when I was probably about 5 or 6 years old, my dad worked as a security guard, and I always thought it was so cool that he would carry a gun around, and he had would carry some handcuffs. So that's kind of where I picked up from.
Yeah, and then obviously kind of developed a little bit over time.
Yeah.
Awesome. Pretty cool there at that. So how is sophomore year going for you here at JeffCo?
Oh, it's going good. I love it.
I understand that today is your birthday as well.
Oh, yeah, my 20th birthday.
Happy birthday to you. You've been flooded. Your phone been flooded with family and friends and whatnot.
Yeah, I have.
When do you get a chance to go home?
I'm going home tomorrow morning. So we're going to celebrate tomorrow night. We're going to go out to dinner with my family. And
then you get the whole big Thanksgiving. That's got to be nice. You know, have your birthday a couple days before Thanksgiving most of the time.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you get some gifts. You get some cake or whatever you'd like. Mm-hmm. And then a couple days later, you get to feast.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely nice because sometimes you even get money for Thanksgiving too. So.
Oh, yeah. That's a double whammy right there. Cole, when's your birthday?
Not until March 13th.
So March 13th.
I don't
okay.
turn 20 for a while.
That's a kind of the springtime event, huh? At least you don't have a birthday close to Christmas.
Yeah.
Those can suck because you get combined gifts and everything. You know, sometimes the close relatives, you know, hook you up and they understand. But, you know, the middle tier are usually just kind of, you know, combine it all at once, right?
Yeah.
And then sophomore year going well for you in terms of school and whatnot?
Yeah. I got Academic All-American last year. I'm hoping to get that again this year. So trying to keep that up.
Was that a goal of yours heading into it?
I want to get a 4.0. That was the goal, but I think I finished with like a 3.8 last year. I mean, being in calculus and taking as many credits as I am, it's not easy keeping that up, but I'm trying.
Awesome. And then how is the baseball offseason going for you guys? Obviously had the fall. How was that to kind of get out and test the arm a little bit? And what types of things did you see there that you're trying to do in this offseason to get prepped and ready for spring?
I really saw that, like, I worked on changing my arm action over the summer, and so I was really trying to get a feel for that on the mound and really work on developing my off speed, mostly my slider, because last year I threw a curveball, but that kind of messed up my arm path. So I'm trying to throw a more true slider to develop a feel for that.
Okay. Is the arm slot more down low a little bit, or is it still over the top?
Yeah, it's still over the top, but I threw more with elbow extension and really no pronation, which wound up leading to my arm having some problems with it. And so now I'm trying to redevelop and re-feel, basically, throwing a ball on the mound. And so this was a big step this fall season.
Awesome. And then, Drake, how about yourself? What types of things – how did your fall go in terms of seeing what you were doing on the mound, and what are you going to work on here in the winter?
My fall actually went really good. I was really happy with it. I gained some velocity that I wanted to gain, and it was honestly really good. The winter right now is going good, too. I'm trying to get a little bit more velocity. I'm trying to work on more of my off-speed pitches. I throw, like, six different pitches, so I'm kind of working on all those and trying to figure out which one's best and which one I want to throw more for a strikeout pitch or just try to get an out.
Six pitches. How about it? What do we got?
I throw a fastball, two-seam, slider, curveball, changeup.
That's five.
Five.
Five eight. Pitches. Okay. Either way, out of the...
Oh, and a cutter. Yep.
Okay. Cutter. There it is. Got the cutter down as well. So basically kind of three variations of the fastball type deal going on. And then you got the... What's your favorite pitch to throw?
Well, over the fall is kind of a two-seam because I figured out how to move that pitch a lot more. But last year, during the spring, it was probably my cutter because I didn't throw as hard as I do now. I only threw probably 84 to 86, and so I needed a pitch that would get people out because I usually couldn't get somebody out on my fastball, like striking them out. So I had to go to different pitches to figure it out.
And you upped the velocity a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I upped it. I got it to 91 over the fall, so I'm really happy about that. Now I can use my fastball for a strikeout pitch instead of using the five other pitches I have.
Yeah, competing with Cole Milam over here, huh? Right?
Because yeah, Milam's a pretty big dude.
He's got obviously got some good velocity as well. In fact, Cole, if I remember correctly, your nickname with Voss last year, what, the Twin Towers? Is that right?
Yeah, some people called us that. Yeah.
Yeah. How did that obviously? When did that pick up? Who kind of started that? Do you remember?
It started off early in the season when I think we were down in Meridian and Voss came in was like. Obviously, Voss is a big tree on the mound at like 6'9", whatever he was, 6'10", and throwing like 91, 92. And then I came in immediately after the next inning, being also bigger than most people, 93, 94. And so it just seemed kind of rude to pepper people with even faster and faster velocities from just two enormous guys on the mound.
Yeah, it's an intimidating presence, no doubt about it, when you look at that. You know, Cole, what have you seen from some of the freshmen and some of the new faces on the team this year in terms of how you guys are competing on that type of level?
It is a really gifted group. I mean, a pitching staff like this, I mean, I've seen Division I teams don't have arms like this. I mean, it's actually really impressive with arms like Jason Rackers and guys like Riley Boyd are going to come in and do really well. And then even some of the guys that returned from last year that didn't really pitch too much. Like, I think Christian Stelling's going to have a huge year for us. Sam Stewart's going to be a big impact on the mound. I think someone like Noah Skaggs going to be a huge setup guy on the mound.
And then, Drake, how about the offense? Obviously, you guys, you know, the pitching, but I know you guys do some inter-squad stuff and whatnot. What have you seen from the bats this time around?
It's been actually really good. I mean, we got new guys in, like Justin Perkins. He'll come in, and he'll be a 3-4-5 hitter, power hitter. We got returning guys like Swift, Green, Sam Stewart. We got Joey Pollock, guy from South Carolina. We just got as a transfer. Matt Torino, he was probably one of the biggest bats of the fall. I think every game he probably went 3-for-4, 4-for-4 with at least one or two doubles.
Wow. Those are getting some bats, really kind of replacing a lot of the bats that you guys lose last year, then some of those guys moving on, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It definitely does.
And then going back to just kind of the college commitment, there's been a host of you guys making some commitments recently as well. Josh Ray out of Sekman High School, of course, he went to Mizzou. Or signed to Mizzou, Anthony Green going out there as well, and then obviously Hunter Swift making a sign, and then Sam Stewart signing, all that. Is it nice to kind of just get that out of the way here in the fall and the winter once you can, so then you don't really have to worry about it?
Yeah, I was actually going to think about committing in the spring sometime, but now that I committed in the fall, it's just so relieving that I'm signed and that I'm going there and I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, Cole, is it just kind of less pressure and stuff like that?
Yeah, I was also going to wait till the spring before I wound up going to SIU, and I just kind of really liked it and signed. But just feels so much less stressful. And now I feel like I can just focus on myself and what I need to improve and be ready for the spring and next year going to the four-year level.
Awesome. And then you got any big plans for Thanksgiving other than being with the family?
Nothing really big. I mean, as soon as we're done, I'm going to see my mom's family for Thanksgiving, then coming back, and then on Thursday going to see my dad's family. So,
okay, all within the local area, not too much travel?
Yeah, I think my mom's is about 15 minutes from here, and my dad's about 45, so it's not much.
No, that's not bad at all. And then Drake, obviously celebrating your birthday up there. Is that going to be up in the O'Fallon area?
Yeah, we're going out to eat tomorrow night. I haven't really picked where yet, but yeah, we're going to do that. And then we have Thanksgiving at my house, I think, this year. So it's going to be fun. Going to eat a lot of food, watch some football. So,
what are the top contenders on your restaurant list for your birthday dinner?
Well, past couple of years, I've been to like Pasta House and Dewey's Pizza. I don't know if you ever heard of that. It's a pizza place up in St. Louis. And those probably been the top two for the past 5 or 6 years. So,
okay. So, are you usually the type of person that would go in thinking, okay, I'm going to try something new this year, but end up to the exact same place as usual?
Yeah. That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, for me, it was it's always okay, I'm going to try this new place, and then no thanks. Yeah. I'll try that. Dewey's Pizza, is that St. Louis style?
I think you can get either. Usually just get thick. It's kind of like I don't know if you've been to Columbia and had a Shakespeare's Pizza. Yeah, it's literally almost the same exact thing.
Okay, I actually had that with Coach Cook and the softball team, not when they were out in Columbia, that was very good.
Yeah, it's some pretty good pizza.
Yeah, they had, you know, they really hyped that up a lot over there, and usually when people hype things up, you know, it's like a mental thing, and you're like, it's not going to be as good. It lived up to it.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Absolutely, when you look at that, so obviously some good things there as well. Has there been any type of freshman that you've seen so far that's kind of really impressed you, that's kind of come in terms of kind of their work ethic and things of that nature?
Yeah, well, like he was saying, Jason Rackers, he's one of our top guys right now. He really impressed me this fall. Riley Boyd, he was another one that impressed me too. Who else is there? Yeah, mostly all the freshmen. They know what to do, and they get after it in the weight room and in the hole when we have to do stuff, so it's a pretty good group of guys.
That's great. And for you guys as sophomores, you know, what types of things do you guys try to do, you know, particularly back in August and stuff like that, when you're trying to, you know, get to know them and stuff like that, and kind of, you know, guide them along the way here at the college level?
Well, at Jeffco, this is actually something that I had to get used to when we first got here. It's like a real open door policy. So, like, no one locks your doors, no one knocks. We just, because we all live in the same building, we just go in, we make ourselves, like, acquainted with everyone. And, like, from where I'm from, like, that's just weird. You just don't walk into someone's place unannounced, don't knock or anything. But it really grows on you because, like, we've got such a tight team. And I think that's what helps us do so well in the springs, because, like, everyone is really close with every other player, and really all the sports are like that. I think that is a huge factor in our team.
Yeah, kind of a unique aspect of it then. And Drake, who do you live with?
I live with Noah Skaggs, Josh Miller, and Sam Stewart.
Skaggs, Miller, and Stewart. Who's the dirtiest?
Myself.
Yourself? I love it. I love it how you just embrace it, although, of course, Milam over there pointing out. Why are you so dirty, man?
I'm too lazy. Don't feel like cleaning up my clothes. Well, when it comes to trash, it's probably Miller or Stewart, because Skaggs doesn't really, he'll eat a breakfast bowl for breakfast and just throw it away in the trash can real quick and just go to class. So, but yeah, when it comes to trash, probably, and trash and living, probably Stewart and Miller, but when it comes to my room, it's definitely me.
Yeah, like laundry, clothes type stuff?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. When you look at it, you got the dirtiest. Who cooks the best? Can anybody cook?
Stu, probably, yeah. Stu likes to cook up a mean steak once in a while. Oh, and he loves his bratwurst, too, so.
Oh, okay. He's got it down.
Yeah.
He's got it down. And are you more of a just kind of pick up whenever you can and throw it down?
Yeah. I'll go to the store, and I'll probably buy 10 packets of ramen noodles, and I'll just cook those up for dinner. Lately, I've been eating some McDonald's, though, because ran out of food, and it's Thanksgiving break coming up, so I don't really want to go to the store anytime soon and just waste food. So,
heading on over to Ronald's Steakhouse, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Getting a good meal out there. Yeah. Good stuff. And then what's the go-to thing of entertainment in your guys' room right now?
Yeah, for Cole, it's Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite.
Pretty much Fortnite is like taking over the guys' rooms.
Okay, that's taking everything. Who do you live with?
I live with Anthony Green, Hunter Swift, and Raul.
If only my memory was better last time when I had Green on. I should have known that as well, and the Fortnite thing going on. So are you the best?
Yes.
By far?
Yes.
Would everybody else agree with that?
Yeah. Joey Pollock's a close second, but me and him are kind of a different league from everyone else.
Okay. How about Green and Swift? How are they?
Green's really good. Swift's pretty good, too. I'd say when it comes to video games, we probably have the best room.
Okay. Who sucks? Who just is just not good?
Raul,
for sure.
Raul. And I guess you, did you just put your hand up?
Yeah.
Drake's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Okay. We know that at least. Who talks the most trash?
Christian Stelling. Sid.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
He talks so much, but he's great at it. But the thing about him is, like, whenever you start, you can't beat him, because whenever you get the upper hand, he just makes stuff up, or it's like babble off like an idiot, just making up noises. It's like you can't, like, there's just no beating it. Like,
yeah, and he's beating you in the game itself.
Yeah. He's actually really good too. So it's, yeah.
Okay, who talks a lot of trash but just is not good, just can't back it up? And this doesn't have to be, this can go for anything in general.
I'd say Craig. Yeah. Craig Tice.
Craig Tice. Yeah. He likes to talk, but he just doesn't have it behind
him. He's not good at talking trash, and he doesn't back up his bad trash talk either.
I love it. It's fantastic. All right. Hey, Milam, for you, as you kind of get set to embark your last spring season here at Jeffco, and then obviously getting signed to go to SIUE, what's kind of the number one thing you're looking forward to doing for Jeffco this spring?
I want to win a national championship. I mean, I think we've got the team to do it. I mean, we've got so much depth pitching-wise. We can throw out someone at any point that's going to shut a team down. I think that was where we really fell off last year, is we ran out of arms in that regional tournament. I mean, we were the best team there, and we choked. But if our bats, I mean, can produce 4 or 5 runs a game, there's no reason we shouldn't win every game.
Awesome. And then, Drake, for you, kind of as we get set to close this out a little bit, obviously the expectation, I imagine you want to get out, win a championship as well, and put together a big run as that. But what excites you most about going to Henderson State and going to a four-year school? What excites you most?
That I just finally – like, know where I'm going to be able to graduate from college and have that plan made out. So, I mean, it's a pretty big part of your life, so.
It is. It's a big part, crucial step, and kind of the last step that kind of prepares you for the real world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Boys, gentlemen, men, thank you very much for coming on and chatting with us a little bit, updating us on your sports schedule here for the winter, getting prepped for the spring baseball season.
Yeah, thank you.
That's sophomore Drake Salzman. and sophomore Cole Milam joining us here on the Viking Voices Show on AM 1400 KJFF. We will step aside for a short time out. We'll turn things over to women's basketball. We'll hear from the head coach, Ashley McGee. That's coming up next here on the Viking Voices Show here on AM 1400 KJFF with online streaming at mymoinfo.com.
KJFF, of course, is online streaming at mymoinfo.com. But got a little phone interview here now with the head coach of the Jefferson College Vikings women's basketball program, Coach Ashley McGee, joining us now. And Coach, you know, for you guys, you've already been playing a little bit, 3-3 to start the year, total 6 games for you guys, and obviously had a nice showing at the Marshalltown Classic, had a tough loss against a really good St. Louis Community College team, and of course coming off of the win over the Leonard Wood Belleville junior varsity team as well. So just kind of what's been your evaluation of kind of the first 6 games and what you've seen from your team so far?
Well, so far I think as a team we've just been kind of inconsistent. I mean, one game, you know, we tend to play really well. We do all the little things that make a big difference and, you know, help us come out with a win. And then the next game, we'll kind of fall short of putting those little things together and being able to come out with a win. So I think the biggest issue right now for us is just consistency of the game.
Do you think that's stemming more from kind of communication on the floor or like an energy level of the girls kind of going out? Or where do you think that's coming from?
I think it's a little bit of both. Honestly, we definitely need to get better at communicating, which is, you know, it's going to be a season-long process. I mean, you have, you know, top schools in the nation that, you know, still have issues with communicating. So that's just something that we're going to have to get better at as the season goes along. And, you know, we talked about different ways to get the girls energized and excited and ready to go for games. So I think that I've definitely seen they've gotten better with it, but it's just something that we're going to have to work on every day. So it's just a progress kind of thing. So,
yeah, and Coach, I remember talking with you before the year. You said the big thing was going to be kind of figure out where your scores are and how balanced you guys were going to be. You knew Shannon was going to put up points. She's obviously doing a great job of that. But 3 other players so far in double figures with that, with Shania Thornton, Ringling, and then Morgan Wilborn, and then Cheyenne Randall, even with 8 as well. So have you been pretty pleased with how everybody's kind of been contributing on the scoring end?
Yes, definitely. You know, we actually just had a conversation about that the other day, about other girls being able to step up on the offensive side of things and being able to score. You know, as you know, that first game, Shania Thornton broke her elbow, so we haven't had the pleasure of having her shooting on the floor. But the other girls have definitely stepped up, and they need to, you know, just continue to step up and bring that offensive side to the game. You know, Morgan Wilborn has done a really good job these last couple of games, stepping up and being a scorer for us, as well as Izzy. She's done a great job with that as well. So, I hope all of our girls, you know, step up and do so. Our last game against Lindenwood JV, everyone scored, which is, you know, really awesome for a coach to see everyone, you know, have a huge impact on the offensive end. So that was pretty good.
Yeah, and Coach, you mentioned Thornton's elbow, obviously a tough break there as well. Is the rest of the team pretty healthy, though, for the most part, or we got some bumps and bruises along the way?
Well, the rest of the team is pretty healthy. Let's knock on wood with that. So, you know, we've definitely had our ups and downs as a team already, but I think it's just, you know, made us closer as a unit. And, you know, some girls are forced to step up in other ways that they didn't think they would have to. So I think it's a gift and a curse. So,
yeah, hey, Coach, I remember as well, Izzy Ringling was going to be an important part of your team this year as well, just because of her presence down low and her size and her ability to kind of get down to rebound the basketball. Just looking at her stats and the one game I saw from her as well, looks like she's kind of taken on that role well.
Yes. She's definitely stepped up to the plate. I mean, she works at it every day. My assistant coach, Coach Jill, she has the post players in the gym at least 3 days a week, you know, working on their individual game. So that's huge. So Izzy's definitely been a huge impact on the boards and also on the offensive end, and just a leader in general. You know, she's very vocal out on the floor, and she has a huge basketball IQ. So she's been a ton of help for us as well.
Coach, and then Shannon Triplett. I know she's obviously putting up numbers with the stats, but the big thing for her, I know, was kind of transitioning to that point guard role and whatnot as well. What have you seen from her in terms of running the offense and whatnot, and what types of things, if any, can she do to improve?
I mean, just better decision-making. I mean, she's such a scorer that at times, you know, she kind of goes away from getting the offense set up and getting everyone in their positions in order to run the offense successfully. So just being able to slow down a beat, get everybody in their position so we can run the offense successfully and get a good score off of it, you know, maybe run the shot clock down a little bit before, you know, trying to go get a score right away. I mean, but you know, she's taken on that role, and she's been doing a great job with it so far. I mean, we do need her as a scorer, so her aggressiveness is huge out there on the floor. And, you know, she's just working hard at it every day to, you know, get her teammates involved and be the floor general out there. So that's pretty good.
Awesome. And then how about the play of the bench? What have you seen from them and whatnot so far, and how deep you've been able to go?
Well, we've been able to go. I mean, right now we're only at six because of some things, but everyone off the bench has been able to contribute really well. You know, Marta has come off the bench and gave us, and she's given us valuable minutes out there. Cheyenne Randall has done a great job. You know, the last game she had an awesome game with rebounds and scoring, and just her aggressiveness out there. You know, she can really, you know, hold her own. So the bench has been a lot of help for us. So, and we need to continue to see that as well. You know, although we can't go extremely deep in our bench because of injuries and lack of numbers, when we do sub in, they have to be able to give quality minutes, which they have. So that's great for us.
Well, it looks like all that conditioning and whatnot you guys did is good then, because it's only six, obviously. Yeah, they got to be conditioned and ready out there, huh?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we still condition throughout the season. You know, we tally things up and let them know that, you know, we have to hold ourselves to a different type of standard. So when we don't meet our goals that we should have met, you know, there are consequences to those. And things like that will just help us get better as a team and help us value the basketball more. And not only just the ball, but every possession in general, all offensively and defensively. So that helps us a lot.
Yeah, and Coach, what are some of the challenges for you in the coaching staff to kind of manage that? When you have just like six or seven players that are available, I imagine it can get tricky in terms of knowing when to take somebody out, when they might be gassed and stuff like that. How are you been adjusting to that as a coach and trying to figure out balancing minutes and rest?
I mean, it's definitely a work in progress. You know, I tell the girls all the time, hey, if you're tired, you know, tug on your jersey and we'll get you out of there and we'll get someone else in. I think the biggest struggle for Coach Jill and I right now has honestly been practice. You know, there's been a lot of practices where we've had to jump in and practice with the girls, and that's been tough, you know, because, you know, we do want to teach, but at the same time, we also obviously want to get up and down the floor. So practice has been a struggle, but we've decided just to do a lot of breakdown work with the girls and work on fundamentals, you know, like I've been saying since the beginning of the season, our theme this year is back to the basics. And that's what we've essentially had to do this season is, you know, do a lot of breakdown work, a lot of fundamental work, and hope that travels on to the game. So,
yeah, and on that note, correct me if I'm wrong, but if not mistaken, I believe you guys posted on social media looking for practice players?
Yes, we have. Our luck this season has just been great. So we had a couple of guys, you know, want to be practice players for us, and I think it was about four or five of them, and they all failed their physicals. So then we went back to square one looking for guys. So, hey, if you know anyone or if anyone's listening and they want to come and be a practice player and they go to Jefferson, reach out to me. That would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. All right. What are the requirements for that?
You need to be a student at Jefferson College, and you also need to be able to pass the physical.
Okay, so pass the physical, be a student at Jefferson College. That knocks me out. Dang, too bad. Awesome. Okay, yeah, we'll most definitely try to get that out, see if we can't find some hidden gems at Jeffco to kind of come out and help
definitely.
You guys out.
I'm sure they're out there.
Exactly, yeah. Anyway, Coach, you guys got a scrimmage getting set tonight against John Wood as well. Obviously with the scrimmage and stuff, and I imagine through a big, long road trip, this will be a nice opportunity to kind of really get a chance to work out some of those kinks you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is huge. You know, not a lot of teams do a scrimmage like this in the middle of the season. And, you know, this is a great opportunity for us to, you know, work on the kinks that, you know, we've been discussing all season. And not only that, just to work on things as an individual player. You know, if you have a hard time making your layups, or if you've been, you know, working on a certain move or something like that, I mean, this is a great opportunity to just work on your game. You know, we've been wanting to add new plays, so this is a great time to kind of figure those things out. So this couldn't have come at a better time. So
yeah, and Coach, kind of seeing the light too at the end of this road trip. You guys have been on the road the whole entire month of November. Obviously, you still got the Three Rivers Classic after tonight's scrimmage as well. But has the team been kind of battling through it? And you think all this experience going out on the road will really help down the stretch at the end of the year, particularly when you get a chance to play a lot of home games?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, well, the good news about us is, you know, we're very energetic. So as a team, when we go on road trips, I think we have a lot of fun. You know, we laugh and we talk about everything, which is great. But I'm sure it'll be a huge excitement, you know, the next time we get to play on our home floor, you know. So.
All right, all the girls excited for the Thanksgiving holiday coming up. A little bit of break.
Yeah,
you gonna run them Friday morning after the big feast or anything, or Sunday or something.
Oh, you know it. They have to run off that turkey for sure.
Awesome. All right, Coach. Any early thoughts on the Three Rivers Classic coming up in Poplar Bluff next week?
We just got to get to it. You know, we're only getting a couple of days off here for Thanksgiving break, and then it's back in the gym to get focused on the rest of the season before Christmas break. So,
hey, Coach, thanks very much for taking some time out of your afternoon to speak with us. Best of luck tonight in the scrimmage as well, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
That's the head coach of the Jefferson College Vikings women's basketball program, Ashley McGee, joining us now here on AM 1400 KJFF, MIMOinfo.com for the Viking Voices show. And that is going to wrap up our Viking Voices show here on KJFF. I want to thank, of course, all the baseball guys coming on earlier, and Coach Ashley McGee for taking some time and chat with us before her game tonight. So they get set to play John Wood in a scrimmage on the road to kind of fine-tune some things as well. But again, that's going to do it for this edition of the Viking Voices show here on KJFF. We will go ahead, step aside. When we come back, of course, we're going to have all your usual 5 o'clock news, weather, and sports. And, of course, you can hear back the Viking Voices show online by tomorrow at MIMOinfo.com.